إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره فنؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله قال الله تعالى في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Respected elders and brothers in Islam, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that those people who gather in the houses, from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the sole purpose of listening to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions that nazalat alayhimu sakina, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down tranquility on this type of a group. Wa ghashiyatuhumu rahma, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He engulfs this group with His divine mercy. Wa dhakar Allah ta'ala fi man indahu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions each and every single individual in a gathering which is no more nobler and more better than this gathering. And this is the gathering of the malaika. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned to have said in a hadith sharif that man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayha biha ashra, that person who sends one salutation upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his stages in Jannah by tenfold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 10 of his sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes down for him 10 hasanat and 10 good deeds. Everyone, he said Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa salim. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite grace and His mercy has gifted mankind with His great bounty of tawbah. The word tawbah means to turn into repentance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in the Arabic language, lexically, what does tawbah mean? Tawbah means its usuli and its origin means to turn and to return from something. To move from that which is reprehensible to that which is praiseworthy in Shariat. And our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for purposes of our understanding, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cites an example. And he mentions that kullu bani Adam khata'un, that every single child of Adam is a sinner. Every single human being is a sinner. Wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun. And he goes on saying, but the best of sinners are those who repent and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiveness. We see in the famous Quranic narrative, the story of our parents, Hawa and Adam alayhimu salam, that Shaitan comes to them in Jannah, and Shaitan tricks them. Shaitan tells Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam that أَلَمْ يَنْحَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجْرَ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ, that your Lord has only prohibited you from this sheep because He does not want you to become malaika, and He does not want you to be residers of in Jannah forever. And Adam and Hawa, they fall trapped to Shaitan. And Adam slips. As a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him out of Jannah and places him onto the earth. Adam alayhi salam, feeling great remorse, he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah. And he says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Adam alayhi salam turned to me in repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him few words. And ulama unanimous that these words were, قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. O our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. And if You do not forgive us, And if you do not have mercy on us, then most definitely be from amongst those who have lost. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, my dear respected elders and brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves loneliness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves submission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for a person when he makes a mistake, when he made a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every human being is a sinner. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the best of sinners are those who turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves man to take responsibility for his actions. We see that when Iblis was commanded that prostrate to Adam, he said, قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ I am better than him. خَلَقْتَهُ مِّنْ طِينٍ You created him from sand and you created me from fire. That Iblis, he was arrogant, he was proud, he was boastful. And he did not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. We see the two opposites. Adam alayhi salam being someone who was submissive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who was humble. Shaitan, someone who was arrogant, to not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. He says, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ Oh Allah, because you had misled me. You had created me and you had misled me. So I will mislead all of mankind. Shaitan started playing the blame game on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we see that in the past, the groups of Christianity, some groups of Christianity, namely the Protestants, that they believed that Adam and Hawa being banished to this world was a divine punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, anything which is born of this dunya is something which is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the Christians, they would stay away from this worldly life. They would not get married. They would live a very monastic life. But our belief as Muslims, what does Islam teach us? Islam teaches us that this dunya is a test. And our worldly possessions is not a measurement with our standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person might feel, my business is thriving. This is because of the righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing my business because of righteousness. This is not our belief. This is the belief of the Protestants and the Christians. So, my dear respected elders and brothers, we see the verse that I have quoted in the beginning of the khutbah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O my servants who have transgressed the bounds, who have wronged themselves, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Do not despair and do not become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Certainly it is He who is the most merciful. It was for this reason, my dear respected elders and brothers, we see that the various chapters of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of mercy, the most compassionate, the immensely merciful. It was for this reason that when great alim, every time he used to conduct a dars, or when he used to conduct a lesson, he would never mention the fire of Jahannam. So once he had passed on, his student had seen him in a dream. And his student had asked him that, مَاذَا فَعَلَ رَبُّكْ بِكْ What, how has your Lord treated you? He said that, أَوْقَفَنِي عِنْدَهُ My Lord had presented me before him. وَسَأَلَنِي My Lord asked me, لِمَاذَا لَمْ تَذْكُرُنَانِي فِي الدُّنْيَا Why every time you mention me, you mentioned my Jannah, you mentioned my bounty, why didn't you mention my fire? He said that, أَرَدْتُ أَنْ يُحِبُّكْ The only thing I wanted was for people to love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, قَدْ غَفَرْتُ ذَنْبِكْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all your sins. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us to turn back to Him. A person comes to Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala. He asks Hassan Basri, Oh Hassan Basri, you are a great scholar, a great genius of Islam. He says, what do you say about a person? يُذْنِبْ ثُمَّ يَتُوبْ يُذْنِبْ ثُمَّ يَتُوبْ يُذْنِبْ ثُمَّ يَتُوبْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةً فِي النَّهَارِ What do you say about a person who commits a sin? Then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Then he commits a sin again. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. For example, he does this 70 times a day. What do you say about such a believer? He said, لَيْسَ لَكَ إِلَّا مِنْ أَخْلَاقِ الْمُؤْمِنِ This person, he is a true believer. Because he is always turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. A person who should be worried is a person after committing a sin. He does not care the least bit about it. We see that Wahshi radiallahu anhu, a great example that mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he was a great enemy of Islam. He was the slave of Mut'im, whose father Thumama was killed in the Battle of Badr. He was slain Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hamza radiallahu anhu. So Mut'im, he then makes a deal with Wahshi radiallahu anhu. He says, Wahshi, let's make a contract that if you kill the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had killed my uncle, Thumama, then I will release you and you will be free. Then Wahshi accepts this deal. Then we see that Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he describes the story. He's moving to the bushes. And then he sees Hamza radiallahu anhu on horseback, fighting bravely. Wahshi says, I didn't lock my spear onto him. I fire my arrow and he hits the bosom of Hamza radiallahu anhu. It was a very deadly blow. Hamza radiallahu anhu falls, and he falls to his death. Wahshi radiallahu anhu then escapes and he runs away. And as Islam progressed, Islam spread, Fathu Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, they take control of Makkah. Wahshi radiallahu anhu, being in Makkah, he flees to Taif. He runs away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of fear for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after some time, Islam spreads more. And then the delegations of Taif then go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accept Islam. Wahshi radiallahu anhu then becomes worried. When a person approaches Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he says that he explains the hilm and the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a very soft, tender person. He is willing to forgive any sin. Wahshi radiallahu anhu, he hears this, some inspiration enters his heart. He goes to Medina Munawwara to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes to Medina Munawwara, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting down. He comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Qad aslamtu, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have accepted Islam. I have submitted towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts up his head and he says, Are you Wahshi? He says, Yes. Are you the one who had slain my uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu? He says, Yes. And my dear respected elders and brothers, we have to understand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was an orphan. He had lost his uncle Abdullah at a very young age. We can understand, a person who grows up without a father, how would he look at his uncle? He would look at his uncle with great love and respect. So this killing of Hamza radiallahu anhu was immensely painful for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have forgiven you, but please, because of the memory of Hamza radiallahu anhu, please do not come in front of my face anymore. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a mercy to mankind. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ Certainly a messenger has come amongst you. حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ Desirous over you. Your worries is his worries. Your anxiety is his anxiety. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ Immensely compassionate to the believers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then forgives Wahshi. He becomes radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the great enemy of Islam. On the contrary, we see Abu Talib, who was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he aided and he assisted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the Quraysh when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first began preaching this message of Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْتِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ You cannot guide whom you wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. And we see Abu Talib, he dies without iman. Because he was proud, did not accept this kalima, la ilaha illallah. My dear respected elders and brothers, to sum up, we see Allama Busiri, the great poet of Islam, he is the one who compiled the Qasida Burda. He mentions that, إِنَّ الْكَبَائِرَ فِي الْغُفْرَانِ كَلَّمَمِ That certainly, major sins in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which is minute. لَعَلَّ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّ حِينَ يَقْسِمُهَا That perhaps when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends, تَأْتِي عَلَى حَسَبِ الْإِسْيَانِ فِي الْقِسَمِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will fall onto the sin and it will take over the sin and the sin will be forgiven. This is his understanding of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so vast. He says in the Quran Sharif, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرَ أَمْثَالِهَا That person who comes with one good deed, فَلَهُ عَشْرَ أَمْثَالِهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it tenfold. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ But that person who comes with one evil deed, فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only write on one evil deed for him. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that person who turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repentance and he does righteous deed, all the sins that he has committed throughout his life, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then exchange and substitute his sins with good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the tawabeen, those who will turn to Allah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. And from the mutatahirin, those who constantly purify themselves. We see in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions tawabin and mutatahirin. What's the link between the two? Mutatahirin is those who clean the outer of themselves. At-tawabin is to deal, is something which is dealing with the inside, which is the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who clean their insides, cleans their heart, malice, jealousy, sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are pure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to practice on whatever has been said. This advice is for myself first. I am most needing of this advice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease in the plight of the Muslims throughout the world, wherever they are suffering. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers in the Gaza. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.